Support for KNKX comes from the Seattle Wine and Food Experience, February 22nd through 24th. Thursday features local food and craft beers at Comfort, sparkling wine and seafood at Pop Bubbles, and seafood on Friday. Saturday is the culinary event at the Grand Tasting. Tickets at SeattleWineAndFoodExperience.com.
Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. The old slogan goes, nothing beats a beer and a pizza. But KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson tells 88.5's Dick Stein that when it comes to the dough, nothing beats a beer in a pizza.
Stein, this last week has been an enormous pizza extravaganza in my house.
And how is that week different from all other weeks, Nancy?
Well, because really, I'm not the pizza person in my household. My husband is. He loves pizza. I think this comes from growing up in Chicago, which, as I've noted before, in my estimation, is not exactly pizza. It's a quiche.
Pizza pot pie.
That's exactly right. But I am the dough person in our house. I make all kinds of doughs. So what he's been doing is using my flatbread recipe in lieu of a pizza dough recipe. And then he graduated to using my rosemary olive roll dough, and he rolls them into really calzone dough.
You do this by hand? You use a machine? What?
Food processor. I use my Cuisinart. So the other night, we were having people over for dinner, and he's hot on making his homemade Chicago-style pizza, and he actually had me make a dough the day before, and this is the first time I think I'm ever saying this, that Chicago-style pizza was terrific. So he makes him an individual cast iron skillet, but he was not impressed with the dough. He thought that it just lacked a little lift. Well, damned if we didn't get a copy of Cook's Illustrated the very next day with a new technique for making pizza dough.
Which was?
To make it like the Cook's Illustrated No Need Bread recipe I've been using for years, calls for beer and a little bit of white vinegar.
Not for nothing, Nance, but if that's a pizza dough, then I am Klaatu, strange visitor from another planet.
You can say that, Stein.
That's yes, I can.
It also has a little semolina in the dough.
Uh-huh.
Bread flour and semolina. They're touting this as a one-hour pizza, which, go ahead, laugh at me, Stein.
No, I'm not going to laugh. I've come to expect this kind of thing from you. Please continue.
Okay. So I made their one-hour pizza. It was really excellent.
Mm. But it was like a Chicago pizza, right?
No. Their one-hour pizza was not a Chicago-style pizza. It was, you know, a regular, flatter, crusted pizza. Mac's contention is that the technique that they use for rolling it out, which is to put the dough between two pieces of parchment paper, oiled parchment paper, and roll them out. That way you lift the dough into whatever he's forming it into, the pan. So you don't have to press it down. And then you take the parchment off. Do you get it?
Well, there's parchment underneath it too, though, right?
Yes, but you just flip that. It's complicated.
Oh, just way more trouble than it's worth.
No. Listen to me. It's a dough sandwich. Two pieces of parchment paper. It gets to rise, lift off the top parchment paper.
Okay.
Then turn it over into the pan and then lift off the second piece of parchment.
Why can't you just lift it up with your hands and drop it into the pan?
Long silence.
I noticed.
Here's the deal. I've been making that no-knead bread using parchment paper to lift it into the very hot Dutch oven for so many years because Cook's Illustrated said to do so. Everybody else I talked to said, how do you get it in there without burning your hand? You use parchment paper.
I think what you're describing here is a Pino pizza in name only. Regular pizza, of course, you never want to roll the dough. Half all-purpose, half 00 is the way I do it, with some olive oil, yeast, salt, water. That's it. And make it very, very slack. Let it sit for at least overnight in the fridge. Let it come up to room temp. And then stretch it out with your fingers. You don't even need to toss it. If it starts resisting, getting hard to stretch, just let it rest for a few minutes, and it'll loosen up a little bit, and you can continue stretching. And then you'll have an actual pizza, and not some imposter from the Windy City. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Nothing beats a beer and pizza.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Slow rise.
Stein.